a gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. A wonderful weekend. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Angelo Viola. He over there is not Stephen Labadie. He is Michael Mooring.
Good morning.
Mooring. Am I pronouncing it all these years? Mooring.
Mooring.
Yeah, but I've also said Mooring in the past. I know I have.
I think it's Mooring.
You think it's Mooring? We haven't had it verified, is what you're saying.
It's an awkward word.
Right. So you're filling in for Joe, who is filling in for Steve.
Yes. Okay. I'm understudy's so understudy.
All right. Just
when
so
you
that...
when you're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Okay.
No! You'll find.
That's not true at all. Mike is one of our editors here at Pine Post. He works on the Fishing Canada show. He is the man behind the Fishing Canada show, actually.
Oh,
yeah, not just an editor. Field producer. He does everything. He is the fishing
man. You know
what? One day
I'm
he's
glad
gonna...
that we have a recorded evidence. That,
yes.
Yeah.
And the reason I bring that up is that my office is about three down from Mike's office, and all of yesterday, all I kept hearing was, "Ooh, son! Ooh, that's a big old bass! Ooh, son!" coming from Mike's office. At first, it was a little bit concerning, and then I realized Mike is also working on Roland Martin Outdoors. He does the I guess the editing of that show,
yes.
Mike.
Yeah.
So Pine Post produces that series in the U.S. and Mike was editing it yesterday. And it was hilarious. All I kept hearing was, "Ooh, son, ooh, look, big old bass. Oh, that's a big old bass. Oh, that's a big old bass."
There's only one Roland Martin.
Does that drive you crazy? Like as an editor, I used to be an editor years ago. That's what I did. I'm asking you, does it drive you crazy, or do you even hear it anymore?
I mean, the short answer is yes.
Okay, it does.
No, I mean there is something to say about the excitement, mm-hmm. That is kind of fun. But yeah, it can, you know, when you listen to it all day in and day out,
it gets a little tired. Yeah,
it becomes white noise.
Anyways, I sympathize for you because it was going on all day long. Sounds like an exciting episode. I'll have to check in.
You'll have to tune in.
Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis on the board at the Van, keeping us honest today. As they always do. They do their best. They do the best that they can.
There's only so much that...
Exactly. And keeping us honest is important. And I just want to take a moment here before we move on the program. Last week, and I'm not going to beat this up any more than it's already been beat up in traditional media outlets, et cetera. But last week I gave my 2 cents worth on the Don Cherry firing. And, I have to be honest with you, we were a little overwhelmed with the response. It's been fantastic. But the number of people who piped in on this was absolutely uplifting to me because it means that people do care and they are listening out there. So for all of you, I want to thank you, for sharing your thoughts on this whole issue with us here in Outdoor Journal. And I'm not going to read them all because it would take about 8 hours worth of radio time, and I'm not going to use that up. But having said that, we did pick one that I just want to touch on because it's the only one that was not, overwhelmingly supportive of my commentary.
Oh, you're giving a platform to the opposition.
Always, Michael.
Wow.
Always
that's
on this program.
That's very diplomatic of you.
Well, thank you. Always on this program. As I do with everybody, by the way, as you know. Right, Mike?
That's
No, this is a comment that came in that took a different view, and I want to share it with you because I hadn't given this any thought. Not that I probably would, but it's interesting. So what this writer says... that he listened to the program on November 16th regarding the Don Cherry firing. And he said that the host, by the way, he's a longtime listener of Outdoor Journal Radio, listens to it every week, so I'm assuming he's listening now. But he went on to say that that I kind of did not let the story breathe properly, because I did say that although Don had been fired from his job, the host of the program, The View, did not get fired, and that she should have been fired. Jess Allen, I believe, was her name. And that was my opinion and my views, and that's what I said. Well, I guess I stand to be corrected by this gentleman, because he says, in fact, what really happened was that both of those hosts were deemed to be offside by their respective producers and owners of the networks, and that both were asked to apologize for their comments, and Mr. Cherry refused to apologize, whereas Jess Allen did apologize, and that's why she kept her job. So, and I got thinking about that. Well, that's in fact probably what did happen. Although, according to Don, if you listen to his podcast, which I did this week, he says he was not offered that opportunity. Hmm. So it's not quite cut and dry. However, what dawned on me as I read this, though, is so let me understand. So listeners out there have more respect for a personality, whether it's radio or television, more respect for a person who is willing to compromise their position to keep their job than they are for a person who says, hey, listen, right, wrong, or indifferent, I'm not going to compromise who and what I am, and I am what I am, and I'll go off, you know, into the sunset if that's what I need to do. You follow what I'm saying?
I follow.
Yeah, so I just thought I would throw that out there, you know, right. Food for thought. Which side are you on? Are you thinking, well, as long as somebody apologizes, it doesn't matter that they disagree with the apology, but as long as they apologize, they get to keep their job.
I wouldn't go that far. I would say it's a case-by-case basis, and sincerity certainly plays a role as well.
All right. Yeah. Well, hopefully I won't be in that position.
Yes. Yeah.
But one never knows.
Hopefully you're never in the position where you have to apologize.
Oh, boy, that would be a tough one. I'll tell you what position I am in right now, though. I'm in the position to tell you that there's only one 9.9 Mercury four-stroke motor left in the box. All of the other eight are gone. They have been won and shipped and maybe even used already by their new owners.
I should hope so.
There were nine when the box was originally opened. There's one left, and we are going to be giving it away on the 15th of December. And absolutely free, kiddies. That's correct. Absolutely free. All you need to do is go to fishingcanada.com. Look for the contest information. I believe there is a button there somewhere. Get that button pushed, get in there, fill it out, answer the skill testing question, put a ballot in the box, and do so every 24 hours between now and the 15th of December to up your odds on winning the last of the Mercury 9.9 four-stroke outboard motors that they so generously gave away all of this year on fishingcanada.com. You haven't entered, right? I hope.
I'm not allowed to enter.
Oh, you're not allowed. Okay.
The powers
have
forbidden me.
I'm sorry, and I stand to be corrected. That final draw is December 16th.
Oh, I should have caught that.
See?
I'm asleep at the wheel. And Angelo?
Yes.
I apologize.
Well, thank you, Michael. You might get to keep your job if you do that. I like that. On this week's program, what do we got? We have Corey Johnson. Corey Johnson, angler extraordinaire.
That's
in fact,
name I've heard before.
One of the top Canadian pros in the entire world. And a reason he's one of the top, because his brother Chris might argue that he's the top. So it's the Johnson brothers. But joining us today is Corey Johnson, who has completed his pro bass season in the U.S. And it's a very tough grind, let me tell you. And it was a brand new platform for him and his brother. They switched leagues, if you will. So we're going to find out about that, find out how he did, what he won, what he didn't win, and what's up for next season. The Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs have their fingers crossed that this is the year, finally. We had that early snowfall, which might have fooled them a little bit, but this is the year, apparently, that they're going to get early snow, and it's going to stay with us, although you would tell by today, but that's okay. We'll be talking to Andrew Wallasek from the Federation about their online training program. And then my good friend, Dr. Andrew Pipe, will be joining us. He was on the program about 4 or 5 months ago. He is the former chief of prevention at the Ottawa Heart Institute. He is our in-house heart specialist. Of course, we need a heart specialist in-house now because, you know, some of us don't exactly have the strongest of hearts, apparently. But anyways, we're going to talk to him. We're going to review my progress and see how my recovery is going. Also, we're going to talk about an interesting subject that's been bantered around as of late for gentlemen of my age group, if you will, about alternatives to putting in stents, which is the common thing now. If you have blockages or any problem with arteries, throw a stent in there and you're going to be good to go. Well, there's stories that might, you know, convince you to do otherwise. And we'll talk to Dr. Pipe about that and a whole bunch more, I'm sure. Now, if you want to get away for a weekend in the winter, and who doesn't? Let's be honest, but who doesn't want to spend a weekend in January in a yurt, for example? Michael? Like you're speechless. Who wouldn't want that? Well, let me tell you right now, we're going to be joined by Ann Creighton from Camp Wanakita. Camp Wanakita. It's a YMCA camp on Gooshog Lake in Halliburton to talk to us about exactly that topic. Great opportunities for winter camping. It, you know, I make jokes about winter camping, but it is an absolutely wonderful activity if you've never done it, sleeping in a tent or a yurt. I'm not kidding about yurts in the dead of winter. It is very cool for others, not me. It's cool for others in more ways than one. All right, a lot on our plate, as you can tell, but let's get a move on. A quick little behind-the-scenes look at Canada's nationally televised Fishing Canada show on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast to coast. It's everywhere. This particular episode is very special for me because it involves my love of my life, my grandson Nicky V and I, we head out to Golden Eagle Camp. Yes. You weren't on that shoot, were you?
I was not on that shoot. Yeah, I missed this one.
It was an epic shoot.
Yes. Yeah. I understand it was
more ways than one. What a great time we had. And, you know, the episode that's airing right now, yes, it's a fishing show. There's no doubt about it. But it is so much more. It's about relationships. It's about what do's and don'ts in the outdoors. It's about learning. It's about giving. It's about everything. You don't want to miss it. It is very special. It's called Golden Eagle Smallies. It's on Global Television Network right now as we speak. Of course, if you're listening to this program, you might not be watching TV, so you would have to. Normally, this is what happens, Michael. See? Normally, what happens is that Mike or Steven would jump in. I got Joe on this last week, too, yeah. By the way. And see, that's right. If you're watching, if you're listening to us and you're not watching it, just go to fishingcanada.com and check for listings near you at a time that's more suitable and convenient for you to watch it. Or use your PVR and get the damn thing recorded. You won't have to worry about that in the future. Of course, if you are going to fishingcanada.com to look up what, when, and where about this episode that's called Golden Eagle Smallies featuring Nicky V and myself, if you are going there, make a quick stop to the contest area and don't forget to enter the Mercury 9.9.
Yes.
Deal. Free. Last one. Hey, Canadian Ice Fishing Expo is all set to attract large crowds once again at their new home, the Georgian College in Barrie. Mark these dates down, kiddies, December 14th and 15th for the biggest ice fishing extravaganza in Canada. The Canadian Ice Fishing Expo, just $8 will get you in the door and free parking and a bunch of great prizes to boot. $8. Like, what's, who, like, $8.
You can't even get a sandwich for $8.
I know you can't. I can't get away with $8 going to Timmy's anymore.
No.
You know?
No.
Anyways, the expo features over 50 exhibitors, many with the latest in ice fishing gear and high tech products. just in time for Christmas. Uncle Jack and Radio World will be there, I understand.
Good old Uncle Jack.
There you go.
There's a reason to be there. Right
well,
now.
$8 to go see Jack.
That's worth the price of admission just to visit Uncle Jack.
Each day we'll feature some of the top ice fishing sticks in the country, including our very own Doc Gord Peiser is going to be there, along with Will Wegman and Dave Chong, like three top-notch ice fishermen. Seminar MC and open mic panel hosts will be our good friend, Big Jim McLaughlin, who I understand is not so big anymore, apparently. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. Maybe we should go to the Ice Fishing Expo and find out.
It sounds like a plan.
You know? It's all taking place at Georgian College. That's right off the 400, just a stone's throw from Lake Simcoe. Of course, Ontario's most popular ice fishing destination is Lake Simcoe. So while you're there, you might want to take advantage of that as well. That's all happening December 14th and 15th at Georgian College. If you like ice fishing, you don't want to be left out in the cold. I have to read that every week. For more information, go to CanadianIceFishingExpo.com. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.